from the Office of the Sheriff, an informational report regarding a contract extension with Addict Correctional Services to provide ELDA treatment at the County Correctional Center South. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Inspector Schmidt.
Morning again. We are seeking to increase the Addict contract. Basically what happened is we were provided with an additional grant award of $16,582 for Addict services, which is alcohol and other drug abuse treatment, as well as cognitive intervention classes, has a match of $5,528 for basically a total addition of $22,000 to the contract. The monies that we would be added as the match are included in our original budget in the 2011 adopted budget, so we're simply asking approval to move forward with the contract as is.
Well, we don't have Inspector as a
contract.
As a resolution, this is an informational item unless the committee decides to do something else with it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's what I was going to ask. Both items 4 and 5 on the agenda say information items, but in reading both 4 and 5, it looks like the department is asking for the committee in number 4 to grant a contract extension to accept additional funding, and then in 5, not only to adopt additional fees and an ordinance change. So I'm concerned actually about both items, the way they're agendized versus what I think is being asked. So I guess I'd ask from the department, are you requesting approval of us of accepting the additional funds, which I think you have to do, correct?
As I understood this issue, when the original proposal with Addict was presented, a resolution was passed that if we could pursue additional funds, we could amend the contract to accept those funds, and that was done in advance, as we knew these grants were out there. So we thought that this was just informational.
Okay.
Just to inform you that as we did find grant funds, we were awarded the funds, and we've now amended the contract to reflect that increase.
So the original, Mr. Chair, so the original resolution allows the additional receipt of funds?
Correct.
Okay. So that clears up number 4, which is one we're on, I guess.
I would suggest, and I would need a motion to do so. I would suggest if there is no resolution before us and if the contract provides for an extension without the resolution, that at least this item is received and placed on file so that all board members are aware of it. Supervisor Jersey.
It was my understanding that we were going to have a different procedure on receive and place on file. Mr. Sessions could just remind us what that is.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, at our Committee of the Whole meeting the other day, I believe Mr. Cooley presented the information regarding how the procedures for receiving and placing on file are now altered by virtue of our adoption of the Legistar format. I'm not really clear on what the technical problems are on that, but my understanding is that Mr. Cooley's advice was that the Committee on Informational Items no longer needed to receive and place on file in order to get the information to the full board. The full board now has full access to all information
online
by virtue of the Legistar platform now. If that makes sense. It's sort of a technical correction. It doesn't really change any information that goes to the board. It just helps administratively, eases the workload for our clerks in particular.
Chair? Okay, that I can understand, but for the record, in as much as there is notice through Legistar of a particular action, that's sufficient. Is that what you're telling me?
I believe so, yes.
Thank you. Mr. Supervisor Brunner.
Mr. Chair, the purpose for receiving and placing on file, it seemed to me in the past, at least partially, was to call to our colleagues' attention the fact that we were questioning this or we felt that they ought to be aware of it. In lieu of that, are we able to send out a notice to our colleagues indicating that they should take a particular look at this since questions were raised about it?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, I'm not aware of how that process works now. to be frank with you, and we're still learning the ins and outs of Legistar, and I'm hopeful that that is the case, that something like that would go to the full board.
Well, perhaps
based on the intentions and the wishes of the committee.
Perhaps staff could discuss options in lieu of that purpose for which receiving and placing on file in the past was used. Maybe we need an alternative red flag that can be attached.
I will forward the committee's concerns to the appropriate staff. I will also point out that I believe yesterday the Transportation Public Works Committee did in fact adopt some motions of receiving place on file.
Supervisor Broderick, are you?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Bruin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And we did get that presentation in the Committee of the Whole, but it wasn't in writing, so our memories might be different.
Do we ever
but I
it?
Do remember, I do remember Mr. Cooley saying that they were not attempting to dissuade supervisors from being able to use the receive and place on file motion in order to make specific comments about the issue at hand. In other words, if a supervisor had specific things they wanted to say about, that's probably not the case here. But they weren't ruling that out completely. They were still trying to find some sort of vehicle to allow supervisors, if they want to make a comment on it at the board floor, to use the receive and place on file to get it to the full county board floor, so if they wanted to make a statement about it, that they could. But that's the only other description I heard, and maybe we all heard differently, but that's one option. So I guess, out of respect for the chair, if you wish to have this received and placed on file, I'd be happy to make that motion, Mr. Chair. I'm just not sure what you'd like us to do at this point.
Supervisor DeBrew and I accept that.
Would you like me to make that motion?
Would you
make a motion to receive and place on file item number 4. Okay, but if I get yelled at by Cooley, will you back
me? No, I as the chair. I as the chair.
Howard DeBrew and receive and place on file.
Since I'm reminded of Legistar, I want to inform those who are here and those who may be listening that the dates, the deadline dates with respect to submitting materials is a drop dead date. Anything that needs to be processed for that particular cycle needs to be submitted to, in this case, Ms. Durham, by the date that's indicated on the agenda as far as the next cycle is concerned. I was told by staff that because of the legislative changes that it's very important that information is received by that date so that it can be entertained for that particular cycle. If not, then there are no exceptions, and anything else that needed to be submitted would be dealt with during the next cycle. So those deadline dates are in stone, and they are to be honored. Just want to let everyone know that. With respect, Supervisor DeBrew, with respect to Mr. Cooley jumping on you and anybody else, you might have to jump on me too, because I wasn't aware of the particulars as relates to receiving place on file motions. So I appreciate their motion, Supervisor. Any further comments, questions, Supervisor Jersey?
It just seems to me, I mean, if we really want to debate this on the board floor, that's one issue. But if it's just a matter of letting colleagues who aren't on the committee but who are on the board know that there was some issue or concern, it seems we could informally direct our clerk to forward that information to all of our colleagues. And if we want a specific comment, to specifically give the comment to the clerk, and that could be done, and that might take the place of having to, you know, keep putting all of these informational items on the board floor. It doesn't take care of the issue of wanting to, you know, have an opportunity to debate it, but certainly that might be an informal way we could handle this.
Thank you. We have a motion to receive and place on file this item. And the clerk, please call the roll.
DeBrew?
Aye.
Cesar?
Aye.
Roderick?
Aye.
Jersey?
Aye.
Seth Purple?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
6-0-0-9-6-5. And the people please and say something.
Okay.